It was exactly 500 years ago yesterday, on the 28th day of March in the year 1515, in one of the great walled cities of Spain called Avila, that to Alonso Sánchez de Cepeda and to Beatriz de Ahumada, that a daughter was born to them, whom they named Teresa. And 20 years later, in the year 1535, on All Souls' Day, their daughter Teresa would enter the Carmelite convent there in Avila, consecrating herself as a religious sister and calling herself Teresa de Jesus, Teresa of Jesus, who we know as Saint Teresa of Avila. So yesterday was the 500th birthday of Saint Teresa of Avila. And so in honor of Saint Teresa of Avila's 500th birthday, it seems fitting to tell a few stories about Saint Teresa. The most famous story about Saint Teresa of Avila concerns, fittingly enough, a donkey. And Saint Teresa of Avila would ride from a Carmelite convent to Carmelite convent on a donkey, much like our Lord did on his way into Jerusalem. And one day, as Saint Teresa of Avila was riding the donkey into Jerusalem, she fell off the donkey and landed smack in the mud, and her brown Carmelite habit full of mud. And she said to the Lord, "Why did you allow this to happen to me?" And our Lord says, "Well, this is how I treat all of my friends." To which Teresa of Avila replied, "No wonder you have so few." So few friends willing to share in the Lord's suffering. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Right? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The apostles say, "We will go and die with you." And yet just a few hours later, they're falling asleep. Jesus' friends couldn't even stay awake with him for an hour. And then they come and they take Jesus away. And the saddest line of all in today's gospel is, they all left him and fled. They all left him and fled. His friends left him and fled. Even Peter, who said that he would die with him when confronted at the fire, Peter said, "Who? Who are you talking about? Never heard of the guy. We can tell by your accent that you're from up north, from Galilee." "Well, not me. I don't know him." Even his good friend Peter wouldn't stay by him. Only a few friends stayed by Jesus. We see our blessed mother, his dear mother, stayed by him. We see the beloved disciple John stay by him. We see Mary Magdalene at his feet stay by him. We see St. Joseph of Arimathea who stayed by him. Lots of friends who are willing to be with Jesus in good times, but not very many who wanted to be with him in his suffering. There's a great story about St. Teresa of Avila when she was 7 years old. When Teresa of Avila was 7 years old, her older brother Rodrigo, who was just 4 years older, they were reading the stories about the martyrs. And they got so filled with holy zeal. St. Teresa of Avila said to Rodrigo, she said, "Oh, Rodrigo, think of it, forever. The martyrs gaze upon the face of God forever. We must become martyrs." And so Rodrigo and St. Teresa of Avila decided to go to the land of the Moors and be martyred for Jesus. So early in the morning, Teresa of Avila, 7 years old, and Rodrigo, they get up. They sneak outside of the great walled city of Avila. They get just past the major wall of the city where they run into their uncle, who takes them back home. And Teresa, crying, 7 years old, says to her parents, she says, "I left because I wanted to see God, and one must become a martyr. One must die in order to see him." The zeal of a seven-year-old girl wanting to die for Jesus so she could see him. Yes, she didn't leave Jesus. She didn't run away from Jesus. She wanted to stay with him even in his suffering. As St. Thomas the Apostle says to the others, "Let us go to die with Jesus. Let us go to die with Jesus this very week. Let us not be afraid of the cross. Let us stay close to Mary and St. John and Mary Magdalene there at the foot of the cross. Let us go to die with Jesus so next week we can rise with him."